Okay. Are you ready? Good. Get out your cock and start stroking it for me. That's it. Stroke slowly. And I'm gonna tell you about how this quarantine has awoken a naughty new kink of mine. It all started with a few little leaks in my panties. I would just suddenly feel a spurt of wetness and then realize that I'd peed myself a little. Keep stroking. It wasn't so much of a worry at first. Girls leak sometimes, you know? But it slowly started to get worse. You know, bigger leaks, bigger stains, and all without me even realizing it. Until I felt the warmth of how wet my panties had become. I would feel them clinging to my pussy, outlining it from the wetness. Keep stroking. That's it. And then one day it happened. I woke up one morning to a completely wet bed. It was absolutely soaked. Here I was, a full-grown woman, wetting the bed. I mean, I woke up and I was warm, and then I moved around a little bit and realized that it felt weird, and then I scooted over to a spot after rolling over and it was cold, and I realized what had happened. I'd wet the bed. I was so embarrassed at first, but I also thought that it felt kinda good, you know? I mean, I woke up and I didn't have to pee. And it was so wet. The whole thing was soaked. All of my blankets, everything. It escalated after that. I'd start wetting myself uncontrollably right after I felt the urge to pee. I made it to the bathroom a few times, but most of the time, I just completely pissed myself. It was so embarrassing, but also so warm. It felt kind of nice, actually. Keep stroking. It gets dirtier. Eventually, I started to have other issues. I started to have cramps, close calls, barely making it to the toilet in time. And then one day I was bending over to pick up something from under the sink and it just happened. I cramped up and then I felt my pants bulge and then this warm, mushy sensation spread across my butt. I totally shit my pants. At the time I was so embarrassed, but more than that, I realized that I didn't totally hate the feeling, you know. I felt so naughty, but it wasn't my fault. I just couldn't hold it in, and it was an accident. Right? At least, that's what I told myself at the time. Keep stroking, and just picture me sitting there, embarrassed after suddenly messing myself like that. I turned beet red, and I couldn't even look up, and there was no one there. God, I couldn't look myself in the mirror after that. And the accidents just got worse and worse. I'd get almost no warning. You know? I mean, I would just poop myself sometimes. One time I managed to run to the bathroom at the end and then just ended up shitting my pants in front of the toilet like a little girl. Less than a foot away from the bathroom. And then I suddenly felt that warm, squishy sensation feeling my pants. I eventually started just giving up the hope of staying clean. I hadn't made it to the toilet in almost a week. And I started having accidents at night, too. I mean, I had to start wearing protection after I had my first bedwetting. Now I wake up almost every morning in a soaked and loaded pull-up. God. One morning, I only woke up wet, but I didn't feel the need to poop, so I pushed. I was just so used to feeling shit in my pants, and I was already there and ready for it, so I just gave it a little extra nudge, you know? And it felt so warm and really naughty, deliberately pooping my pull-up in bed like that. I was gonna have to clean up anyway, and I was so comfy in bed, so what was one more little mess, right? It's not like I hadn't done it every morning before that for like a week. And secretly, I started to really like it. A lot. Keep stroking. You know you like how naughty this is, don't you? It was actually kind of nice to just go whenever I felt like it. It was so warm. I even started to masturbate after some of my accidents. And to play along in the mirror, you know, stand there and look at myself and go, oh no, I can't hold it, it's coming out. Or, you know, oops, I had an accident. Or I just can't get to the bathroom in time, I just can't make it. And I need to. Never mind. I'm saying all sorts of naughty phrases, pretending that I wasn't secretly enjoying how naughty it was. Keep stroking. Stroke your cock to this naughty girl. After that, I had to admit it to myself. I was addicted to having accidents in my pants. You know, just feeling the need and then just letting it go, feeling that warmth fill my pants, feeling them tighten and soak up all that moisture, feeling how nice it was to just release and relieve myself wherever I was, whatever I was doing. It felt really, really good. Really, really naughty. I realized I had only had the first accidents due to stress. And now that I was back in full control and I could go to the potty like a big girl again. But there was just one tiny little problem. I didn't want to. I wanted to keep having accidents. I loved the naughty feeling of knowing that I was a big girl deciding to potty in my pants anyway. Keep stroking. Oh, you know what? I think I need to go right now, actually. Oh no. I don't think that I can hold it much longer. I wet myself and... And I still can't make it to the bathroom before I... Oh no, I didn't make it. I've been a bad girl. I thought that I was a big girl, but I guess that I just can't make it to the potty at all. Maybe I should go back to diapers.